is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
When things happen in the world and people are dying and these natural disasters, hurricanes, and on the news you see people boarding up their windows, what do you say to your smaller children? I mean, teenagers kind of get it. And all this stuff is all over social media anyway, so they're hearing all kinds of different things. But what about the littler guys? Do you tell them? Will it scare them? And how do you talk to your children about these kinds of disasters? My guest today is Dr. David Schoenfeld. He's a developmental behavioral pediatrician and the director of the National Center for School Crisis and Bereavement. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schoenfeld. So let's talk first about the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds that see on the news maybe people boarding up. They see the weathermen standing out there in the wind and the rain and talking about hurricanes and things. And what do you say to them? Let's just start with those kinds of disasters. How do you talk to your kids?
Well, first off, if the disaster hasn't happened yet, and isn't even, you're not even sure that it is going to happen, then it's really more talking with them about how do you take steps to remain safe. What might happen? What would we do if that happened? And recognize the fact that that may still make children anxious. They may be appropriately worried and concerned about that. But I would start first by giving them some basic information. If something has already happened or steps are already underway for evacuation or boarding up homes, as you said, then I think you need to ask children what they've already heard about that and what are they feeling about that, and allow them to kind of share with you some of their concerns. But you can't really reassure people, including young children, unless you know what they're worried about. And the concerns of children may be very different than the concerns that adults have.
So that's a good point, that the concerns of children is different than the concerns that an adult has. And now, for an example, tornadoes. My daughter always gets scared when the alarm goes off around our neighborhood. You know, if we hear that tornado alarm or that tornado warning, then I'll generally pick up the phone, call the police, and ask them, are we supposed to go into our basements at this point? And kids get really scared about what they can imagine or can't imagine because they probably haven't been through it. So their imaginations are just taking them in all kinds of places based on what? Movies and such. How can we allay their fears?
Well, as I said, first off, you need to figure out what it is. So they may be afraid that if a tornado happens, they'll be separated from their mom or dad. And you can say, no, we're all going to go down into the basement together. Or if we are separated, mom or dad, if they're at work, they're going to go down into the basement in their job. And then when the storm has passed, we'll be back together again. And this is how we'll connect. So, but it may be that they have a very different fear. And if the fears are unrealistic, they're afraid of something that's very unlikely to occur, then you can give them that information and explanation to help them realize that they don't need to be afraid of that. But the bottom line is, if children are worried, then they're worried. And we can't just say, you shouldn't be worried. When they're scared, they are scared. And so part of what we can do after we've given them some reassuring information, if they remain concerned, then I think we need to focus on, okay, how do you cope with that worry and concern? We spend so much time telling people they shouldn't be worried, when we really should be answering their questions, giving them information, but then helping them figure out how to cope with those concerns.
Dr. Schoenfeld, you're the director of the National Center for School Crisis and Bereavement. Now, here in Chicago right now, there's some criminals on the loose and some schools have actually closed. And my daughter heard about it and asked me about it this morning. And I said, well, don't worry about it. It's not here. But of course it could be, and it could be anywhere. What do you tell children about things that are maybe not natural disasters, man-made things, or something like that to reassure those fears?
I think what you do is you tell them the steps that are being taken to try and reduce harm or the risk of harm. You know, that when they're in school, schools are actually quite safe. That before anybody comes into the school, they need to check in the office, that there actually are security perhaps at the school, that help make sure that they are safe. So you tell them the steps that are being taken to keep them safe, and then also that you do feel that they are safe when they're in school. But I don't think you can falsely reassure children. And children will hear about things, and it frightens adults, and quite frankly, it frightens children as well. And so some of it would be to say, well, I'm sorry that, you know, it does worry me too that there's things like this that sometimes happen. They're rare. It doesn't happen frequently. But yes, it is a possibility. Let me tell you what I do to try and help myself feel better when I'm feeling scared. And maybe we can help figure out what you can do so that you feel better when you're scared.
That's a good point. And bringing ourselves into the picture always does seem to reassure kids, because sometimes they'll say, has that ever happened to you? And so they do like to hear what we would do or what we're thinking or what's happened to us before in the past. So now what about something like school shootings? How do you, if they see something in the news, and this is teenagers too, Dr. Schoenfeld, what do you say to them about the situation? Do you sit them down? Do you wait for them to ask? Because if those kinds of things are all over the place.
Well, I think first off, you need to monitor or be aware of their media exposure. When there's a crisis going on in your community or nationally, be conscious of when the television is on. Be conscious of what they might see in the newspaper, which is being left out, or hear on the radio. But also be conscious of what they might be hearing through the internet or through social media sites. And we need to realize that kids are exposed to these things and do hear about it. I went after the shooting occurred in movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, and I was talking with one of the staff in the school there, and there was some question about what they should say to the youngest students. And she had a child who wasn't yet even in kindergarten, was about to enter kindergarten, and she did not tell her child because she didn't want to scare her child. So they didn't talk about it at home, they didn't have the news on, and she thought that everything was fine. And then one day she suggested going to see a Disney film, and the child said, I don't think we should go to the movies. There are people in movie theaters that shoot and kill people.
Of course.
And she asked how the child found out, and she had been told by another child in the swimming pool. And so she did not realize that her child was worried and concerned about it. And in her attempt not to say anything, she actually left the child to worry about it by herself.
Yeah, that old adage, if we don't tell our kids, they're going to find out from somebody else.
And we want children to believe and to really feel that if anything bothers them, it's important that we are there and we can be trusted and we will help them with it. It sets up a relationship that will continue for the rest of their lives. So I think when something happens in your community and there's a lot of coverage, the best thing is to just ask kids, what have you already heard or seen? And then tell them just in very simple terms what's going on, if it's important in your community, give them basic information without a lot of graphic detail or a lot of unnecessary information, just so they understand what's going on, and then ask them what questions they have and what else would they like to know.
That is great advice from the American Academy of Pediatrics and Dr. David Schoenfeld, talking to your children about national disasters and what they see in the media and allaying their fears, listening to them, let them tell you what their fears are and helping them to understand that they're safe with you. That's really the best thing you can do as a parent. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well and stay tuned.